evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program this evening, another major bout of violence in Kashmir. A mob surrounds an army post in Kupwara. Security forces open fire. A class 11 student is killed. The Kashmir Valley has been simmering ever since four people were killed in Handwara earlier, again in clashes with security forces. The situation is very tense. On the show tonight, a student is killed in firing and Kashmir erupts. Is the Mehbooba Mufti government equal to this challenge? Next on the show tonight, it's back, odd even part two, alternate day car use in the national capital. And the government is serious, issuing 500 chalans to violators in the first 5 hours alone. Each chalan a cool 2,000 rupees. But the larger question is this, is odd even the solution to the national capital's air pollution crisis? The Transport Minister, Gopal Rai, will be joining us on the show. But first, our top story, a mob has surrounded an army post in Kupwara. They did this sometime back. In fact, security forces opened fire. A class 11 student was killed. The Kashmir Valley continues to simmer. All right, let's just take a look. These are the latest images that we are getting from Kashmir. This took place a little while earlier on. Seven people have been injured in this particular incident, and one person, a class 11 student, has died. This situation is simmering now. Is it spiraling somewhat out of control? Joining us, Arun Gupta, the spokesperson of the Jammu and Kashmir BJP, General Shankar Roy Chaudhary, former army chief, Aga Ruhullah, chief spokesperson of the Jammu and Kashmir National Conference, Wahidur Rehman, spokesperson of the PDP, and Shabnam Lone, the advocate from the Supreme Court. Thank you all very much for joining us. Mr. Gupta, let me come to you first. Are you now worried that this is a situation that is continuing to repeat itself? Security forces being geared out from all sides. When there are mobs of 100 odd people, they have to open fire. When they open fire, people die.
Yes, you know, this situation, what is being developing for the last few days, it's a very serious situation. I agree with you. And first of all, let me pay my respectful condolences to the families who have lost their family members. It's a very sad situation. But now there are three dimensions to the whole this situation. One is, there's a very, the girl who gave the remarks and who gave that army is not involved in the whole thing. And still, the people who are supporting the Pakistan-based masters, who are supporting those people who are, you know, not a part of this country, they are the one who always find a situation to create the situation, and accordingly they keep on exploiting the situation. And the very important point which I would like to emphasize
security
here today,
forces that in your opinion use also disproportionate force.
Security forces also have that is what I'm trying to come to. Yes. This is what I'm trying to say. The security forces also really have to re-look into the whole thing, whether using a lethal weapon is necessary to control the mob, or they can shift to the non-lethal system, because there are lot of non-lethal systems which are available and which can control the mob. This, okay. I think we need to re-look on this thing very seriously on this part.
General Shankar Roy Chaudhary, is that a feasible option for the army? We do not know who ultimately fired in this particular case. We do know that an army post in Kupwara had been surrounded, but we don't know if there were other forces along with the army. But should the army, in situations like what we have seen in Kupwara and Handwara, be equipped with, say, rubber bullets to prevent civilian casualties?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. The army has got its own weapons. It's not meant for controlling crowds. The crowd control has to be done by the local police, which they are doing, by the way. Jammu and Kashmir police is doing that reasonably well. And they have the so-called non-lethal weapons like tear gas and lathis and all that. This is certainly not the job of the army. And the army carries out its own, army has to be there for operational reasons. And the army, if attacked, goes by the certain set guidelines. One of them is minimum force. And the army always acts on this principle. And here in Handwara and Natusa, the two places where the incidents took place, they are separated by quite a few miles.
Yes.
The army did act with maximum restraint when they were attacked. They used the minimum permissible force.
Agarohullah, what we are also being told is that in the earlier incident which took place in Handwara, there was a teenager who was alleged to have been molested by the army. She ultimately came on record and said that she had not been molested. She has been put by the police in their custody along with her father. The fact is, she has not been allowed to be out of police custody now for several days. Is that the situation which is triggering what we are seeing today in Kupwara?
Are you speaking to me?
Mr. Rula, go ahead.
Let's find that out later.
I'm asking this question to Agar Rohullah. Agar Rohullah, go ahead.
I mean to say, we can find that out later. But does that? My question is, does that justify the killing of as many as people as we have now? Security forces, be it police, be it CRPF, be it army, whomsoever. We need to hold them accountable. And my question is to the entire nation and to the media in general, which represents in the nation, is when is it that we start to side with the people of Jammu and Kashmir? Few days back, we saw an incident in NIT, and all the media in general and the nation in specific was up against the police of Jammu and Kashmir. Now we have the killings of innocent teenagers, innocent Jammu and Kashmir citizens, people who were killed by bullets of army, CRPF. I'm not going into that. When is it that we are going to see the nation siding itself with the people of Jammu and Kashmir so that the people of Jammu and Kashmir do not feel alienated?
Do you endorse
the media, the nation?
Mr. Rohullah, I need to understand your political
as much concern.
Mr. Rohullah, I've understood what you're saying.
As it was.
No, I've understood what you're saying, but you have to answer this question. It's a very basic question. Are you suggesting that it is okay for a mob to surround the armed forces and attack them?
Is it okay for an security personnel to kill an innocent person?
If you are attacked, do you not retain the right to self-defense?
A teenager. Absolutely. But
so that's what they were doing. That's what they claimed they were doing.
How long and how much? You give us blood-riddled bodies and then say that they have the right to defend themselves.
No, but
mobs can be dealt with. My question is entirely different.
Yeah.
Does not the nation of India feel that this is the moment that we side with the people of Jammu and Kashmir and hold these people accountable? Every time a Kashmiri gives his life is a life lost.
But who is not
Indian.
Holding
Doesn't
people
the
accountable?
Nation of India.
But who is not? The army was the first.
Entire,
the army immediately went on record in the first instance. Even before the confession of this girl emerged, saying we are going to inquire if there is some been disproportionate use of force, we apologize. Some would say it's strange that they
before
actually
that
apologized before the video of this
bodies.
Girl came out. But General Roy Chaudhary, you had a point
see,
as well.
See,
Mr. Rohullah, just a second, Mr. Rohullah, the point he's mentioning is that when are people of India going to support or endorse what people on the ground are feeling? That's what he's asking. General, would you like to take that?
Before I come to that, let me express my sincerest regrets at the death of that schoolboy who was, I think, went for a very good batsman coming up. He had been for various coaching camps. He was hoping to play for India one day, and it is my very, very great regret, as indeed it would be for the rest of India, because it's a cricket mad nation, that a budding cricketer of great talent, who might have been, who knows what heights he would have reached, was killed. And that is my sincerest regret today when you are speaking to me.
Okay. But sir,
your second question was?
Sir, the second question is what he was actually raising. Basically saying, isn't it time, or when will it be time for people across the country to side with the people on the ground who are victims of the disproportionate use of force?
The use of force by the army, at least, is never disproportionate. The army follows strictly the principle of minimum force. The army follows strictly the principle of good faith. And if the army has four to six dead bodies
is not disproportionate,
force.
I'm afraid then what it is?
What were the people doing? Did they attack an army post or not? Did they climb a wall and get into
Did they have guns in their hand
to set it on fire?
Were they firing bullets?
But what else will they fire? If they are under attack, what else will they fire? Mr. Rula, I completely appreciate your position when you say that people in India need to be sensitive to the sentiment on the ground.
Yeah.
But I find it rather strange that you would suggest for even one moment that the army or the security forces don't have the right to defend themselves if under attack. I find that position rather strange.
Equally strange. When you chase and go after the J&K police when it came to in case of NIT for using a baton charge, and now you are taking side of security.
What does the NIT situation have to do with
people?
A law and order crisis where
this
a police or an army post is surrounded by a mob?
That has everything to do with this. This speaks of the standard, double standards
okay.
of the media in general and in particular the
entire media always gets the wrong end of the stick.
Realize,
so we are like that only.
Which has to realize.
But we can keep plastering the media.
And
but
my
sir, let's get to the facts on the ground. I'll come to you in a moment. I also want to go across to Shabnam Lohan. Shabnam, it's a very difficult situation. While I disagree with what was just mentioned now about disproportionate use of force, I do agree that there is a complete mismatch between the sense of alienation people feel on the ground and the position that security forces find themselves in as having to defend what we in India believe in. That is the idea of India itself. In a situation like this, in Jammu and Kashmir, how does anybody bring down tensions, given what we've seen in the last couple of days?
Well, first of all, let me say, I sincerely regret this abyss, this descent into this ultimate abyss of tragedy and trauma. This Friday has been a bloody Friday, and I regret the loss of life. Now, let me come to the question that you have addressed. Unfortunately, Kashmir's political parties again are playing petty politics. They do not realize that this is a very grim and grave situation. Sometimes they should realize that Kashmir will not be able to come out of it. It's reeling under this. Now, see the National Conference spokesperson. His whole focus has been on the army. Now, Vishnu, today, the news agency INA.
Where should it be?
Naeem Ahmed Bhatt, the young budding cricketer of Handwara who was killed. Now, his uncle has released a statement saying that I was walking with Naeem and this Kashmir JK police policeman stopped us and he straight away fired at my nephew. I have the statement here. I am a lawyer. It is with me. The question is, none of these parties, they are not coming out against and supporting this uncle of Naeem. Now, when I say that he says the army has not killed him, now all of them have put the onus of me saying that I am supporting the army. I am supporting Naeem and I am supporting the truth. Now, he says, I do not know who killed the other two people. Now, what are these political parties doing? They want a blood and mayhem out there. Now, Mehbooba Mufti mishandled the situation in the early dawn. She was here in New Delhi. She had no business of being here and attending meetings. When four people died there, she should have flown in an aircraft and she should have been directing the show in Kashmir, what was she doing here?
Let me put that.
This is something regrettably.
You've raised lots of points, Shabnam. Shabnam, you've raised lots of points. Let's try and get a few answers to that.
She has mishandled the whole situation.
Arun Gupta,
now,
was the Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti wrong to have been here in Delhi meeting the Prime Minister when so many parts of the state saw violence?
You see, this is one question which probably Mehbooba ji would like to answer, but now I'm coming to the basic question once
no,
again,
no,
which
so
I started.
No, so you disagree with what she said?
You know,
what she did?
Kind of
Do you disagree with her being in Delhi at that time?
I'm not trying to agree or disagree on this point, because this is not my mandate. But what I'm trying to say very clearly, we have to understand the basic thing.
No, but sir, I don't understand your mandate, Mr. Gupta, with all due respect.
No, I don't agree.
Mr. Gupta, with all due respect, it's one government in Jammu and Kashmir. There may be two alliance partners, but it's one government.
This is what I'm trying to say. Please appreciate what I'm trying to say. These situations, what have been happening. We are talking about one situation today. These situations have been happening earlier also. The separatists have already exploited the situation.
Shabnam, please listen. We can't hear anybody if we are shouting. We've got time. Go ahead, Mr. Gupta. Shabnam, I will come to you.
So what I'm trying to say, let's understand the basic situation and the basic problem. There have been exploitation which have happened earlier. The separatists have been exploiting the situation. They will continue to exploit the situation. But my point is, whenever you have to treat your own countrymen, when you have to treat your own people, you really have to, cannot deal with them the way you deal with the people on the borders. What I'm trying to say, I'm not talking specifically for army or anybody, I'm talking general. That in case you have to deal with your own people, the restrain in using force has to be done. And non-lethal is not only the rubber bullets. There are so many things which all over the world is being used. So we really have to really seriously start thinking on this thing, whether we should really, really work on this or not. You know, because understanding a situation, exploiting a situation, and then working on a situation, they are very, very important.
Okay, Mr. Gupta, I'm interrupting you now because there is a statement which has just come in from the PDP now. They have appealed for calm in the area. They are grieving the death of that class 11 student. They have appealed for restraint on the ground. They say that the killings are unacceptable and that we will ensure justice. That's what the PDP has said in just the last little while. Shabnam, you had a point to make. Go ahead.
You know, there's another very important point I would like to make, Vishnu. I hope you have missed, you have understood. See, both National Conference and BJP spokesperson, they refrain from coming to the aid of this little girl, this teenager girl who has been drawn into this vortex of violence. Now, how that video came,
what
I'm not bothered
argument,
about
what
it.
Lock,
I'm very worried.
And
I'm very worried.
And I congratulate Ms. Shabnam Loan that the army
has
told this spokesperson in Shabnam Loan.
How is she the spokesperson of the army if she is speaking exactly the opposite? The debate is not about Agar Rahula, the army or police. Bring everybody's audio down. Mr. Agar Rahula, your position accusing Shabnam Loan of being somebody who's representing the army's views is completely contrary to what she is saying right now. So let's listen to what she says before one mentions that. Can you please listen to what Shabnam is saying? Shabnam, go ahead.
You see, Vishnu, all these parties, there is a young little girl of 12 or 15 years of age. I'm saying she has been drawn into this vortex of violence on her little shoulders. The politics of all these parties is being played. Now see, none of them, neither the National Conference spokesperson, nor the PDP, nor the BJP spokesperson, they have said that we stand with this girl. Now this little girl has said that I was not molested. Look at all these political parties.
No, but Shabnam, answer this question as a lawyer, as an advocate of the Supreme Court.
I don't know.
Let me ask you this question.
Where is that issue has already been handled.
Mr. Gupta, half a second, I will come to you next. But Shabnam, this is a part of the story which I find difficult to understand. We are now told that that statement by that teenager was actually recorded in a police station. It was not recorded with the permission of her parents. It was recorded in a police station, which we all know in Jammu and Kashmir is not the most pleasant place to be. Therefore, could it not be argued that there was a lot of pressure on that child to make that statement? And therefore, isn't it also strange, Shabnam, that she is in custody of the police for three days?
I put a counter question to all these political parties. Does it mean that they are saying that the little girl is lying? Are they? Do they want to say this Kashmiri girl, she has been molested and that she is lying? Shame on all these political parties.
Mr. Gupta, let's talk about this child.
Now, do they want to
believe she needs to be... Mr. Gupta, nobody is saying anything. This is all your assumptions.
Mr. Gupta, should she be released from police custody? With her father?
Yes. I mean, this is something which administration has to seriously look into, and then we are working on this. Definitely it will happen.
No, because
argument... What Shabnam is trying to say, she's totally talking out of context.
Okay, I want to focus on this child. It's important because the argument being raised by the police is that, look, she is being detained for her own safety over there. However, the counter argument, Mr. Gupta, is that if that is the case, why does this child and her father have to be kept in a police lockup? Why can't they go home, and why can't the police protect them outside their home? Isn't this argument important?
No, as I said, it's a pure administration matter that has to be seen. It will be seen. No, but very, very important issue, Vishnu, which we have to understand once again.
Yes.
You know, we are just trying to derail the whole topic. Topic is very clear. What we are trying to say, the situation what gets created there, should it be always created next time also? We have to work on it so that these situations do not get created again. So we all have to work together to ensure it doesn't happen. Why we are talking about politics in this? There's nothing politics in this. We should not politicize the issues.
How does this situation actually get better, Mr. Gupta? What does the state government now need to do besides accusing the armed forces of indiscriminate use of force? When they had come under attack, what are you going to do to deal with this situation? The BJP is a staunch nationalist party. You believe AFSPA needs to remain in Jammu and Kashmir. On the other hand, you find yourself in a situation where people are saying the armed forces are absolutely brutal. Do you not find yourself caught in a huge dynamic between what you see on the ground and your national position?
You see, Vishnu, one thing is very clear, absolutely clear, that as far as the nationalism is concerned or our national position is concerned, there's no doubt on that. There's no iota of doubt on that. But in a typical situation in Kashmir, what we are referring today, what we are talking today, is something, you know, which is a very, very complicated situation. A handful of people who are supported by the, people based at Pakistan, the separatist people, they create the situation, and then the whole thing starts getting revolving around that. We start blaming each other, but what I'm trying to say, this is not the right way to handle situation. The right way to handle situation is to understand how do we come to a conclusion, or how do we come to a situation where these things start getting handled once for all. As I said earlier, that for your own people, for your own countrymen, you really have to ensure that using a lethal system should be the last resort.
I want to ask General Roy Chaudhary that question.
So we really have to work on this.
General Roy Chaudhary, as a former army chief, you've made it absolutely clear there is no question of the army not having its bullets. They are not a police force. They are an army. They fight terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir. But General, you would agree that this is a bizarre situation where army posts are geared by mobs right now, and the army has no instrument other than their bullets to take on these protesters. In this reality, what does the army do?
I'm afraid we must also, we all realize that Handwara, Kupwara, what's that other place now? Handwara, Kupwara, Bandipura, Gurez, this is the main infiltration route from Pakistan. And the army over here is extra alert, has to be extra alert. It has set up bases for liaison with the civil authorities and the police in the interior to exchange information and all those things and coordinate with the police. So these company operating bases, as they call them, they are really scattered in various places of the country. It is one of those company operating bases which was attacked, and if attacked, the army will defend itself. The army will not step out of the gate to fire on the mob. They certainly won't do that. But if attacked, they will defend themselves. In this case, at Natnusa,
yes,
I believe a mob climbed over the wall and attacked the company operating base itself. Yeah.
It is an absolutely critical situation. We are completely out of time on this, but there is a great deal of tension now. The state government has appealed for peace, for calm, but we've seen this cycle of violence degenerate more and more, and it is a truly, truly horrific situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Another child, class 11, has lost his life. Thanks very much for being with us. We're going to move on now. The second phase of Delhi's experiment with the odd-even formula began today. But is there more hype and less impact on the ground this time? Chalans flowed as traffic policemen pulled up defaulters. And while Arvind Kejriwal spoke of making odd-even a more regular feature, the former Chief Minister of Delhi, Sheila Dixit, described it as being a complete failure.
500 chalans in 5 hours, 129 in South Delhi alone. 2,000 rupees the fine with every chalan. On the first day of round two of odd even, the Delhi government's message was clear. We are serious about alternate day car use. Don't break the law. But the larger question remains, is odd even going to bring down air pollution in Delhi? Or is it essentially a traffic reduction move? In East Delhi's Anand Vihar, levels have shot up from poor to very poor. In South Delhi's Arkipuram, levels remain poor. In Central Delhi's Mandir Marg, the air has gone from moderately polluted to poor. This is according to the national AQI meters, which record the overall pollution, not necessarily pollution right next to the traffic.
इस बार जनता के दबाव पर हमने फैसला किया है और उसकी मांग पर ये फैसला किया है कि odd even लाया जाए। तो जनता को इस बार ज्यादा तैयारी करनी है। पिछली बार जो कमियां रह गई थीं, उसे भी उसे दूर करना है।
In the first phase of odd even, peak pollution levels in Delhi did drop. But overall pollution levels in Delhi remained dangerously high. And the lack of any wind meant that the airborne pollutants did not disperse, leading many to ask whether odd even was truly worth it. What's more, two-wheelers, which contribute to more than 30% of pollutants, were exempt from odd even last time, and they remain exempt this time as well. For now, Delhiites have no option but to embrace odd even, which means carpooling and using public transportation, buses and the metro, but extremely crowded. Some citizens were using technology to make things easier. These kids from Venkateshwara School have designed an app, Better India Tomorrow, for carpooling for their schoolmates.
We made an app and we made a website, so all the students from our school can give their information, and what we do is we made a carpool forum.
Despite the steep rise in chalans, Delhi is hopeful. But the real challenge will only reflect after the schools reopen in Monday. And the question which will arise thereafter is, will this odd-even phase to be a success enough to be carried out as a regular practice in the coming months? In New Delhi with Tonamam Biswas and camera person Ramesh Tripathi, Rashmi Mann for NDTV.
It's a big day today in Delhi, it has been. Day one of phase two of odd-even alternate day car use. It's meant to bring down pollution levels in this, the most polluted city in the world, the most polluted capital for sure. But has it really, is it really going to work? Did it really work the first time around? Where it did work brilliantly was in bringing down the number of cars on the road. It was a pleasure traveling in Delhi. But does it really make a difference in terms of pollution going down? Joining us to debate this, we'll be joined by Gopal Rai, the Delhi Transport Minister, in a little while. But we're going to start off our debate with Vivek Chattopadhyay of the Centre for Science and Environment. Vivek, thanks very much for being with us. Jyoti Pandey, President of Care for Air. We all care for our air, but is it clean enough for us? That's the question. Roshan Shankar, advisor to the Delhi government. We'll also be joined by Aman Sinha, the spokesperson of the BJP, and Prashant Bhushan, senior advocate at the Supreme Court, with us. Roshan Shankar, let me come to you first.
Sure.
500 chalans, right? You didn't have so many chalans earlier on in the first phase. What is the message that you're trying to tell, to send to citizens here?
Well, I think, first of all, this entire odd-even scheme has been brought back by the people. Why it has captured the imagination is that people have seen tangible benefits of this scheme, both in traffic congestion and, as some studies also say, reduction in PM 2.5 and PM 10 levels. I think this time we are also seeing an increase in the number of chalans, surely because of the fact that schools are not closed anymore. It's also the summer season, so many more people are using their cars as opposed to using probably the metro or the buses. But I think 500, while possibly a higher number than last time, is still on the lower side, since if you just think of the number of people who have cars in Delhi, that's 15% of people.
Yep.
So 500 in that is a very, very small number. And even if today, while coming to the studio today, I saw that several of the cars, probably one out of every 15 cars were even.
Right.
So I think over time, as people see that volunteers come up to people saying that if you can, please use your alternate car or do carpooling.
Okay.
This is really helping the city out. That's okay. A testament to this odd-even scheme.
We are joined by Gopal Rai, the Delhi Transport Minister. Gopalji, thank you so much for speaking to us. How was day number one?
Thank you.
Day one कैसे रहा?
देखिए अभी आज पूरी दिल्ली से जो अभी तक की रिपोर्ट आई है कि दिल्ली वालों ने पिछली बार की तरह ही उनको जिस ऑड इवन का इंतजार था आज से शुरू हुआ है और दिल्ली वालों ने पूरी जिम्मेदारी के साथ ऑड इवन का फॉलो किया है और आज की शुरुआत इसको संकेत कर रही है कि 15 दिन के लिए दिल्ली के लोग इस बात के लिए तैयार है।
सिर्फ 15 दिन या आपके ख्याल से इसको एक्सटेंड किया जाना चाहिए, शायद इस महीना नहीं अगले महीना में ये फिर से शुरू होगा? शुड डेलीआइट्स बी रेडी फॉर दिस एज अ रेगुलर फीचर?
देखिए जो पहले जनवरी वाले फेज के बाद जब हमने जनमत संग्रह किया था लगभग 4 लाख लोगों का सैंपल था, उसमें से मैक्सिमम का यही कहना था कि इसे परमानेंट किया जाए, बट परमानेंट करने के लिए अभी इतना पब्लिक ट्रांसपोर्ट सिस्टम स्ट्रांग नहीं है कि इसे परमानेंट किया जा सके। लेकिन सेकेंड ऑप्शन जो लोगों का था कि महीने में कम से कम 15 दिन के लिए इसे लागू किया जा सकता है, जिसमें लोगों को 6 या 7 दिन को थोड़ी दिक्कत महसूस होगी लेकिन 15 दिन तक हम लोग राहत ले पाएंगे, तो एंड सेकेंड ऑप्शंस पे आफ्टर दैट 15 डेज 30 तारीख के बाद सरकार इसको एनालाइज करेगी और इस पर विचार करके लोगों की ओपिनियन लेकर के फिर नेक्स्ट फेज के लिए प्लान करेगी।
और गोपाल जी ये बताइए, आपके क्रिटिक्स बताते हैं कि दिस इज अ ट्रैफिक मैनेजमेंट प्रोग्राम, अ वेरी सक्सेसफुल ट्रैफिक मैनेजमेंट प्रोग्राम, पर प्रदूषण इससे खास कम होता नहीं, आज भी कम हुआ नहीं है, आज भी आनंद विहार या इफ यू लुक एट सेंट्रल दिल्ली और साउथ दिल्ली ओवरऑल पोल्यूशन लेवल्स आर स्टिल वेरी हाई। तो ट्रैफिक में तो काफी सुविधा हो चुका है पर पोल्यूशन कम नहीं हुआ है।
देखिए मेरे ख्याल से क्रिटिक जो बात कहते हैं वो इस बात को भूल जाते हैं कि अगर आप अपने घर 2 घंटे में पहुंचते थे और जितना पेट्रोल डीजल आप जलाते थे 1 घंटे में जब पहुंचते हैं तो आधा हो जाता है। उनसे जरूर ये पूछना चाहिए कि अगर 2 घंटे पेट्रोल डीजल जो जलता है वो 1 घंटे जलता है तो पोल्यूशन कम होता है या नहीं होता है? क्योंकि कंजेशन अपने आप में पोल्यूशन को दुगुना कर देता है, तो कंजेशन पे इफेक्ट पड़ रहा है नंबर वन। नंबर टू कि जब दिल्ली की सड़कों पर 20 लाख गाड़ियां चलती हैं वो जितना पोल्यूशन पैदा करती हैं, क्या 10 लाख गाड़ियां भी उतना ही पोल्यूशन पैदा करती हैं? ये तो बहुत सिंपल मैथमेटिक्स,
कॉमन सेंस, इट्स कॉमन सेंस व्हाट यू आर सेइंग, बट प्रशांत भूषण डिसएग्रीज। मिस्टर भूषण, व्हाई डू यू बिलीव दैट दिस इज इन वर्किंग?
No, you see, this odd even can be an emergency response to an emergency situation. It certainly can't be a permanent policy, because it's stupid to have a permanent policy where half your vehicles stand idle every day. It's much better to have a policy by which these vehicles are permanently reduced in the city, meaning that people sell off their cars, which means that you have a public transportation system such that people are induced to move from cars to public transport. The master plan of Delhi, made more than 8 years ago, had said that Delhi, every arterial road of Delhi must have a non-motorized vehicle lane. Hmm. That means one car lane should be given to a non-motorized vehicle lane for rickshaws, cycles, etc. That has not been done so far. The Delhi High Court gave a judgment more than 4 years ago, where I was one of the petitioners, in which the Delhi High Court said that this BRT must be increased to cover the whole city, because the whole object of BRT is that the buses will move fast, the cars will move slow.
So the BRT has been an out and out failure.
Be induced to transport.
At least so far, the
No, that was only because it was not implemented in the rest of the city.
Okay, point taken.
Because
point taken,
of
yes.
some faulty implementation on that part of the city.
Okay.
Delhi High Court had done a full analysis of the BRT and it found that more than 50% people were travelling in buses. And those people were moving much faster than the cars and they were very happy,
okay, Mr. Bhushan,
with the movement of their traffic.
Okay, I take your point. I want to go back to Gopal Rai. Gopal ji, प्रशांत भूषण कह रहे कहने का मतलब यह है कि देखिए, यू नीड अ कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव सॉल्यूशन, यू कैन नॉट जस्ट हैव ऑड इवन। ऑड इवन कैन बी अ टेम्पररी मेजर, इट कांट बी अ परमानेंट मेजर। अल्टीमेटली यू हैव टू रिड्यूस द नंबर ऑफ कार्स ऑन द रोड, Is it in your power to do that?
देखिए दिल्ली सरकार अभी पूरे कॉम्प्रेहेंसिव प्लान पर ही काम कर रही है, ऑड इवन एक पार्ट है उसका। जैसा कि हमने सबसे पहले कार फ्री डे शुरू किया, ऑड इवन आज दोबारा लागू हुआ है, इसके साथ साथ दिल्ली के अंदर डस्ट पोल्यूशन काफी मेजर रोल प्ले करता है। उसके लिए अभी हमने पायलट प्रोजेक्ट शुरू किया है वैक्यूम क्लीनर से दिल्ली की सारी पीडब्ल्यूडी की सड़कों को साफ करने का, और नेक्स्ट 3-4 मंथ के लिए हमने टेंडर किया है और दिल्ली की सारी सड़कों को साफ करने के लिए एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी को लेकर के हम आ रहे हैं। जहां तक BRT की बात है, दिल्ली के अंदर हम इस पर भी काम कर रहे हैं कि कैसे और भी एडवांस जो है एलिवेटेड BRT को दिल्ली के अंदर हम लोग लेकर के खड़े हों। दिल्ली के अंदर जो सड़क के किनारे खाली धूल है उस पर घास बिछाने का पूरे दिल्ली के अंदर चार्ट प्लान दिल्ली सरकार ने तैयार किया है। लेकिन मेरा इतना केवल कहना है कि जिस ऑड इवेंट के दौरान BRT तो एक स्ट्रेच पर बनी थी, ऑड इवेंट के दौरान पूरी दिल्ली BRT बन जाती है। जो 6000 बसें दिल्ली की DTC की जो पूरे दिन में 6 ट्रिप कर पाती हैं, ऑड इवेंट के दौरान वो 10 ट्रिप करती हैं। इतना फ्री होती है ट्रैफिक और इसीलिए BRT लाया जाता है। लेकिन इस बात से हम सहमत हैं कि इसमें केवल एक मेजरमेंट से पूरे पोल्यूशन को कंट्रोल नहीं किया जा सकता, और इसी दृष्टिकोण को सोचते हुए दिल्ली सरकार एक कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव प्लान के साथ काम कर रही है जिसमें से ऑड इवन भी एक सबसे मजबूत और बड़ा प्लान है।
विवेक, लेट मी आस्क यू दिस, आनंद विहार यस्टरडे वाज एट 264, दैट इज द पोल्यूशन level. Today it was at 348. RK Puram was the same, 279 yesterday and today. That's also very poor. Mandir Marg was 161 yesterday. It's 234 today. It's all 6 p.m. this evening. I'm not suggesting for a minute that we can decide on the basis of one day of all of this. But is just the reduction in cars going to change this?
See, definitely cars are part of the major problem in Delhi. If you look at the major source that is in Delhi, that is consistent throughout the year and widespread, are cars and two-wheelers majorly. And your part of the traffic, buses are constitute about 1% or 2%. Auto rickshaws could be very less in number. But when you look at the numbers how people travel, then you would see that about 15% in cars and 15% in two-wheelers people travel. 70% of the people are dependent on other modes.
Yep.
But these are contributing. Cars are contributing 70-80% of the traffic jams and resultant air pollution. Because when they are stuck in jam, all the vehicles pollute more.
But isn't so it also true that motorcycles pollute more? Or two-wheelers pollute more than cars?
They pollute. And this is the thing that
we Gopal ji, ye bataiye, aapne is baar bhi exemption ke karan ke tehet, aapne two-wheelers ko to exempt kar diya hai. टू व्हीलर्स को क्यों एग्जेम्प्ट किया आपने? टू व्हीलर्स के बिना तो ऑड इवन हाउ कैन इट बी एज सक्सेसफुल एज इट शुड हैव बीन?
देखिए ये बात ठीक है कि टू व्हीलर्स दिल्ली के पोल्यूशन में एक मेजर रोल प्ले करते हैं, बट दिल्ली के जो हमारा पब्लिक ट्रांसपोर्ट सिस्टम है वो अभी अगर टू व्हीलर को हम इसमें शामिल करते हैं तो उसको कैरी ऑन नहीं कर सकता है। हमने एक पूरा प्लान बनाया है इस साल का जिसमें करीब 12 नए डिपो कंस्ट्रक्ट हम कर रहे हैं। दिल्ली के अंदर 3000 बसों को लाने का प्लान है। दिल्ली में ये सारी तैयारियों के बाद टू व्हीलर्स को भी हम इसके दायरे में लाएंगे जिससे कि हम और इफेक्टिव मेजर जो है पोल्यूशन को कंट्रोल करने में हम इसको लागू कर पाए।
ओके ज्योति, अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हू बीन ट्वीटिंग सिंस द मॉर्निंग फॉर सेवरल डेज से दिस इज समथिंग विच टारगेट्स क्वोट एंड क्वोट रिच पीपल, पीपल हु हैव कार्स, दोज हु आर लेस वेल्दी हैव मोटरसाइकिल्स और डोंट हैव ट्रांसपोर्ट आर नॉट अफेक्टेड बाय इट। दिस गवर्नमेंट इज बार्किंग अप द रॉन्ग ट्री। इट्स नॉट कार्स दैट नीड टू गो ऑफ द रोड्स, इट्स सो मेनी अदर थिंग्स। हाउ वुड यू रिस्पॉन्ड टू देम?
So firstly, I think we're targeting the wrong thing. We should not be targeting number plates. We should be targeting clean fuel. I don't understand why diesel, which is a dirty fuel, is highly subsidized. If we can't change things like that, which are the bigger issues, you know, target, get more electric cars, why don't we have lower import duties on electric cars?
But fuel is 2021, right? There will be a change to Euro 6.
But we can do it much faster. We already have two refineries in our own country which are producing...
SR refineries, right?
Reliance as well, I believe. Okay. We're just a group of... we're an awareness and advocacy platform, and we get all our information from experts. And from what we've gathered is that there are... refineries in India which are exporting excellent quality fuel outside. What I don't understand is, in a country like India, when you have an onion shortage and the government says that's an essential commodity, we will not export it, why can't we do the same for this, where we are pulling up crude from our own soil, refining it, making it excellent, and then sending it outside when our country's lungs are suffering? It's not just Delhi, it's all
Vivek,
over.
A basic question, can cars with their present catalytic converters handle Euro 6 fuels?
Definitely not.
They
you
can't.
Need Euro 6
so it's a techno,
fuel.
It's a technology issue.
Because the major,
in the present
problem,
cars,
major
yeah.
problem that has happened in Delhi, that we have switched over the buses, taxis and others, other vehicle to CNG. But the car segment is now 50% diesel. And this diesel is very poor quality in terms of emissions. And if you look at the recent numbers that has come from London, they pollute 27 times more than a petrol car. So this is a phenomenal pollution that is happening, and I think this is the odd and even is actually also helping to reduce the 2 lakh diesel cars on the road. So you have a benefit of carcinogens that are very minute and can cause cancer. Those are also eliminated. I think there is a multiplier effect that happens when you reduce the traffic.
Okay.
It impacts on several factors.
Yes.
But if I'm driving a petrol car and on odd days I can't use that car, or on even days, and I switch to a diesel taxi, I don't understand how, because I have to commute to my workplace. Mm-hmm. I don't have the alternative of those 15,000 buses are needed. There are only 3,000 that the government
but
is planning
is
to add. So I don't know how, by using a taxi with dirtier fuel, I'm actually helping the pollutants.
I mean, that issue is sort of handled because of the judgment of the Supreme Court that is implemented since March 31st, that diesel taxis aren't there. You've had a slew of Ola and Ubers converting their entire fleet to CNG. One another issue I'd like to point out here is the data that you were talking about, the numbers going up, PM 2.5 and PM 10. Now again, just as we think that odd even is not the only part of the solution, pollution from road is not the only problem. So places like Anand Vihar are also closer to your biggest landfills in Delhi. So your solid waste management is a very, very big portion of this. So your three landfills in Delhi, Bhaleswa, Ghazipur and Okhla, are being burnt right now, which is a very, very big part of the problem.
Yeah.
So the issue is not just construction debris, it's not just vehicular pollution, it's not motorcycle, it's all of them together. So till you have specific cures for each of those problems, I don't think you'll see a number drastically reducing. And secondly, just one more thing, all the studies that you see in the media saying the pollution levels dropped or they went up, they're all very, very small sample surveys. There hasn't been a state level, statewide source apportionment study to really say what is causing pollution.
Yeah.
You don't have that answer.
But what
so till that doesn't happen, you won't have an actual cure for every different part of Delhi.
But what is stopping these source apportionment studies? Instead of trying to green and grow grass with when we have no water in this city, why is somebody not saying that let's have a source apportionment study, let's have the experts? Why don't we listen to the experts instead of having pseudoscience come?
Absolutely.
And
no, but I'm not sure there is pseudoscience. I don't think he practices pseudoscience.
No, but for example, I'm saying when...
This has been
everybody
accepted by the Supreme Court. The studies of the CSE have been accepted by the Supreme Court. There are any number of studies which are from very credible international institutions who say the same thing. Of course, there's been criticism.
No, I'm not denying that. And I'm myself saying that, in fact, waste burning, according to Urban Emissions, which is Dr. Sarat Kutikunda, another expert who also helps our organization, has said there's 27%. The apportionment is, I think, waste burning causes almost 27.5%. And transport is 22%.
Okay, I just want to interrupt both of you, because we've got through to Aman Sinha. The line has just come through now. Aman, do you welcome round two of odd even? Do you believe that it just had to be done?
Well, Bishnu, any move to curb air pollution is a welcome move. But the evidence of first phase of this odd even experiment would clearly indicate that it has failed to curb any kind of air pollution. On the contrary, most of the reports suggest that air pollutions have enhanced. You know, the Delhi Pollution Control Committee and the Central Pollution Control Committee, the reports indicate the same thing. And let me say that the Delhi government, instead of, you know, focusing on improving the public transport, has done nothing at all apart from giving, you know, advertisement worth hundreds of crores in past 3 months. In fact, the number of buses in the second phase of this odd even experiment is going to come down by some 10 to 15, 20%, as the transport minister seems to be admitting here that some 6,000 buses are plying today.
Gopalji, would you like to respond?
Vehicular pollution, and that too four-wheeler vehicular pollution, barely constitutes about 1% of the pollution. Vishnu, may I just complete in a minute?
Yeah.
And that 1% is being targeted instead of focusing on the 99%, the major constituents of pollution, which is the kind of, you know, the road dust, the construction dust and all other things that government is not focusing upon.
Okay, let me ask Gopalji, would you like to reply to that? You are not focusing,
and large number of advertisements,
you are focusing
are
on the wrong thing.
The
that is the argument that the BJP is making. Gopalji, please reply.
देखिए पहले दो बात कहना चाहता
हूं, इट इज कॉजिंग लॉट ऑफ हार्डशिप
झूठ फैलाने की कोशिश
ऑफ पब्लिक एक्सचेकर दे आर यू नो
कैरी गोपाल जी बताइए गोपाल जी
बताइए ऑड इवन के दौरान पिच पहले ऑड इवन के दौरान पोल्यूशन लेवल में कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ा बल्कि बढ़ गया, ये झूठा प्रचार किया जा रहा है। सारे डीपीसीसी के सारे आंकड़ों का हमने एनालाइज किया और
क्या हुआ बता दीजिए,
जितना कम होना चाहिए उतना नहीं कम हुआ, लेकिन जो 13 से कम 13 से 20% के एवरेज में इनर सर्किल में पूरे दिल्ली में उसका प्रभाव पड़ा था, नंबर वन। नंबर टू कि दिल्ली के अंदर पब्लिक ट्रांसपोर्ट सिस्टम को बेहतर करने के लिए सरकार ने पूरा प्लान तैयार किया है। जैसा मैंने शुरू में ही कहा कि केवल एक मेथड से काम नहीं होगा, पैरेलल काम हम कर रहे हैं। पहली बात कि दिल्ली के लोगों के माइंडसेट
को वही है ना गोपाल जी, अभी आप लोग प्लान तैयार कर रहे हैं,
दिल्ली को डीकंजेस्ट करने के लिए काम करना। तीसरी बात की सर बात करने दे, अगर आपको बात करना आप कर लें।
नहीं गोपाल जी बताइए, अमन हाफ अ सेकंड, गोपाल जी
आप तो बोल ही रहे हैं, मैं बस आपके प्रश्न का जवाब दे रहा हूं।
नहीं नहीं अमन एक मिनट, अमन वन मिनट, गोपाल जी आप फिनिश कीजिए, आप फिनिश कीजिए देन अमन, या
नहीं अमन जी को प्रश्न पूछ लेने दीजिए, मैं इकट्ठे जवाब दे दूंगा।
अच्छा ठीक है, सही बात है। अमन प्लीज गो अहेड विद योर रिजॉइंडर। यस
No, the point that Gopal Rai ji is making is absolutely, you know, incorrect. I contest it. Large number of studies have been conducted, and there is an unambiguous, you know, report which is emerging out of that this odd even formula has failed to curb any kind of pollution. It has decongested the roads, but please go and see the congestion which is there in the metros and the buses. And the point that I am making is that the Delhi government, instead of focusing on improvising or strengthening the public transport, as the transport minister himself was admitting that public transport is not up to mark, instead of doing that, they have gone on an advertisement spree, spending crores and crores of, you know, public exchequer's money and causing hardship to the people of Delhi.
Okay.
So this is the, instead of focusing.
Okay, Ahmed, I'm out of time. I need to go back to Gopal ji to respond to all of this. Gopal ji, we've got exactly 1 minute left. You've heard what the BJP has to say. How do you respond?
देखिए पहली बात यह है कि वो कहावत कहते हैं ना कि जब जिन लोगों को निगेटिव माइंडसेट होता है उसे सब कुछ निगेटिव ही दिखता है। पूरे दिल्ली को यह समझ में आ गया कि अच्छी चीज है, लेकिन कुछ लोगों को कभी समझ में
कहावत छोड़िए आप कुछ सब्सटेंस
दूसरी बताइए। बात मैं कहना चाहता हूं,
अमन लेट हिम फिनिश प्लीज,
फिर आप बीच में बोल रहे हो तो अपनी बात आप पूरी कर लो ना, जितनी मन में बात है।
नहीं नहीं आप उनका बात आप वो कह चुके हैं, अब आप जवाब दीजिए।
नहीं कह रहा हूं, मैंने मेरिट पे कोई बात एड्रेस की, आप उसका जवाब देने की डिस्ट्रॉयज द प्रोग्राम,
यू मेड योर पॉइंट, लेट हिम आंसर। गोपाल जी लास्ट 1 मिनट प्लीज गो अहेड।
नहीं हम केवल इतनी बात कहना चाहते हैं कि दिल्ली के बेहतरी के लिए, पॉल्यूशन को कम करने के लिए जितने मेथड हैं दिल्ली सरकार सबको लेकर के आगे बढ़ रही है। किसी भी एक्सपर्ट के पास इसके अलावा भी कोई मेथड है, मैं प्लीज उन सबसे कहना चाहता हूं वो भी हमारे सामने लाइए। दिल्ली सरकार सब कुछ करने के लिए कमिटेड है, लेकिन प्लीज 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 कोई जो काम हो रहा है थोड़ा बहुत उसको अपोज करके सब कुछ न करने की तरफ न बढ़े, क्योंकि ये मैं देख रहा हूं थॉट प्रोसेस दो तरह का चल रहा है। एक थॉट प्रोसेस है कुछ भी मत करो, बस विरोध करते रहो। दूसरा थॉट प्रोसेस है कि जो हम कर रहे हैं उसमें सपोर्ट करो और बेहतर क्या हो सकता है उसको मिल करके आगे बढ़ाओ।
All right. Well, these are the options available before citizens in the city. One way or the other, we
Vishnu,
need to clean
I
up.
But I started off by saying, Vishnu, may I just
Amanji,
complete
we
in
are
a
completely out of time on this program. We are completely out of time. But this is a debate we will continue. A very important debate, really, on the future of our national capital. Thank you very much for being with us.